After John Kerry's string of Super Tuesday victories, Florida's Democratic presidential primary is now largely a formality. But that doesn't mean that elections officials there aren't taking the vote seriously. They want to erase any memories of the election fiasco of 2000. The state has spent millions on computerized voting machines and efforts to streamline election procedures. In Broward County, there is a new elections chief, and as NPR's Philip Davis reports, she has vowed to have a problem-free election.
Broward County and its supervisor of elections know they have to perform. Inside the county's vote canvassing center, elections officials gathered this week to check out banks of vote tabulation and printing machines. But the routine check was anything but routine. There was a VIP visitor, Florida Secretary of State Glenda Hood, the state's top elections official. Broward County thought it had overcome the embarrassment of the prolonged recount of 2000. It had brought in a new elections chief, spent millions on chad-free computerized voting machines. But the first big election after 2000, a primary in September 2002, was a disaster again. Polls opened late, poll workers were badly trained. Now, there's yet another new election supervisor, Brenda Snipes.
Of course, there's a lot of pressure, this being my first event, and I know that we'll get a lot of scrutiny. People are wanting to know, can we really make it work here in Broward? And so right now we're spending a lot of time on the details, making sure that we've got everything in place.
Every county's results need to be certified by Secretary of State Hood. She said she was pleased by what she saw.
I believe that we are well positioned and well prepared, not only in Broward County, but in every county across the state.
Even so, many citizens have decided not to leave things to others.
Who's a first-time poll worker? Oh, my God. Thank you for being here. All right. Who's been a poll worker before then? We got more newbies than experience.
Elections trainer Tony Marinero looks out on nearly 100 people gathered into a training room in Pompano Beach. They've come to learn how to be poll workers. The basics are pretty simple. Sign the voters in, show them to the machines, let them vote. But over the course of the day, Marinero will go over seemingly hundreds of details. His co-trainer, Sandy Marinero, will later hand out fat binders filled with instructions.
Following the checklist on election day is mandatory. If you read every single line and you initial it, there should be no problem running the election day.
Poll workers will get paid an average of $140 for what will likely be a long 14-hour election day. But for most, pay is not the point.
Hi, my name is John Manning. I'm from Coral Springs. I'm volunteering because I want to do my civic duty.
John Manning, a semi-retired businessman, says ensuring that the election goes off smoothly can't be left to government officials.
After what happened in 2000 elections, I'm getting more involved to see what's going on down here. If someone has the time to do it, they should do it. It's very important, and it involves everybody, whether they want to volunteer or not.
Despite all the preparation, there are still some worrisome signs. In a special election last month, 134 ballots turned up blank, despite the fancy new computer equipment. Broward County Mayor Eileen Lieberman isn't 100% confident in the new machines. She's asking the state to allow modifications so that voters will get paper receipts.
For me, the paper receipt is a check and balance in the system.
But that could take months. The state may be getting a bit of an electoral break, though. Since Senator John Kerry is already the de facto nominee, turnout is unlikely to be high. And fewer voters could mean fewer glitches on Election Day. Philip Davis, NPR News, Pompano Beach, Florida.